I've said before that I'm something of a news hound. I like to keep up on what is going on in my city, province, country, and elsewhere in the world. As if the war in Ukraine isn't bad enough, the stories coming out of Gaza in the Middle East night after night on both our Canadian and American TV newscasts is heart-wrenching to the point where I feel I don't even want to watch anymore because it starts to get to me as I sit in my comfortable house half a world away. What bothers me the most is the plight of the children. I watched a news story about some mothers who've been in a hospital in Jerusalem and who now have to leave and go back to Gaza with their babies. When the camera zooms in on a six-month-old bright-eyed little one, it makes you grit your teeth when you realize how innocent they are and have no understanding of what is going on. I know Hamas is a terrorist organization, and it should be eliminated. You just have to feel so awful about the plight of the children who are caught in this mess and who are living in squalor, are hungry to the point of starvation, and in danger of getting killed on any given day, but can't do a thing about it except hide and try to survive, some of which, of course, are too young to even look after themselves yet. Once again, I am grateful to live in a country like Canada, and I think of how our silly political fights are chicken feed in comparison to what's happening elsewhere on the planet. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.